Hi, I'm James Loft, and I'm doing a PGCE primary. I'm living at Hillbead College at the moment. So this summer, I'm going to be travelling to Sri Lanka. In Sri Lanka, we're going to be teaching in a school in Morikettiyara, which is in the south of Sri Lanka. And we're going to be teaching primary school age children English and other social skills, as well as helping in the village of Morikettiyara in association with Rotary Sri Lanka, and going to be doing various projects within the village, setting up sports clubs and getting involved in the community as much as possible, really. I became aware of Project Sri Lanka through friends. Some of my friends have, like, that have been to Sri Lanka as part of Project Sri Lanka, and they fed back to say, and it was really fulfilling for them, and they enjoyed it as well. So, on a personal level, I'm hoping that it'll help me develop my social skills and develop a sense of, like, flexibility as well. I know that things aren't going to run completely smoothly when I'm out there. There's going to be incidents and events that are going to take place that might throw me a little bit. So it'd be good to see how I deal with those and how I adapt with those, really. And as well, I think it's going to be interesting to see how other cultures live. In terms of fundraising, we've been doing quite a lot of fundraising. Me and my friend John, who's going out there, we did a triathlon, so we've been doing quite a lot of training for our triathlon and trying to get sponsorship that way, really. And it's been rewarding in the fact that we know where the money's going and know where the money's going towards. It makes it more worthwhile when we get out there, cause to know that we've worked really hard to get to Sri Lanka and help in the project, I think. It's like a cultural exchange. So Durham University are learning new things through Project Sri Lanka about Sri Lanka and Sri Lankan people. And I think Sri Lankan institutions that are involved, they're learning a lot about the British educational system and how we work. And it's like an exchange of working practice, I suppose. And I think it's good for both parties that are involved, really.